You doing good? Good.
I'll call this January 27, 2020 session to order. Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech.
Here.
We'll all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you
for
very
that.
Much.
Thanks,
we'll see, bud. It's easier to get out than it is to get in.
Oh, on our agenda today, we have approval minutes, financial considerations, correspondence reports, agreements and contracts, travel requests, approval of vouchers, a meeting at 9:30, proclamation, presentation for Joe Rainer's retirement. Kim, are there any additional items?
None at this time.
At this time, we have public comment.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jared Wick. I live at 227 Manassas Drive, West LA. We probably will go that. We just, you know. I shared with Rod and Commissioner today. I spoke with the attorney from the mobile home or manufactured home program, right? And she told me they've been in contact with the trailer park owner, and he informed her that his plan was to tie onto the city sewer system within a year. So, that being said, there's no city sewer there. Well, there is a sewer. It's that dish at the health departments, but that's a whole nother story. But like I told Rod and Chris, sadly, they'll take his answer and stamp on that complaint, resolved, and file away to the next complaint. So that being said, on the Preble County Public Health website, under mobile home parks, it said, this is on the website, effective January 21st, 2018, the authority for licensing and inspection of manufactured home parks in Ohio. The Ohio Manufactured Home Commission, which is now the manufactured program, transferred to the Ohio Department of Commerce, Preble County Public Health will continue to inspect the parks under a contract agreement with the Ohio Manufactured Home Program. I'm going to stop just there for a second. So that statement right there says they will continue to inspect, means they were inspected. So 2009, they didn't respond to this unsanitary conditions of the trailer park. They took the EPA down to the dishes that they know had contaminants in. So, and then to continue, however, all complaints must be submitted to the Ohio Manufactured Home Program, who may then elect to direct the Preble County Public Health to perform an inspection. So these guys are working hand in hand and not doing anything. They're just one hand's covering up the other. And, you know, and then the Preble County Health Department brings in the EPA. It's a perfect storm, and we're going to suffer. It's like I said last week. The Preble County Health Department needs to be, they need charges filed against them. They have created a health crisis and an environmental crisis. Nobody gives a damn about it. Nobody at this county gives a damn about health department. Nobody. Commissioners, I mean, you file charges on them, I guarantee you something to get done.
We actually, after you left on Wednesday, we are going to talk with our attorneys to see what our options are to try to push this into some action. I don't know, you know, what that will give us, but we at least are going to start looking into what buttons we can push and what, you know, bringing it to light and then, you know, insisting that something's done. I mean, we don't have the authority to fix it, but we do have some influence, I would hope, to get it moving in the right direction.
Okay, I agree with you. I understand there's a separate entity out there, and you elected officials have no authority over it. However, you can bring the forces to bear to make them do their job.
And that's where we decided we were going to try to make some, at least talk to the attorneys and see what our options are.
But we've asked them directly, is there anything we can do? And the answer was no.
Who's that? Who did you ask?
Prosecutor's office. Yeah.
Okay. Well, alluding to, okay, with that, if you set a meeting up with the prosecutor and the health department, mm-hmm. once again, I just want to repeat, I'll pay the rent, set the tent up out there on that handle, and that's where you had your meeting with those three people, with those two groups, because that would make everything into perspective. Yeah. So there's, as we're just still talking, there's not going to be any legal action done on the health department, is that correct? Right?
We haven't talked to anybody.
Okay. Just to put things in perspective, Denise, since our last commissioner's meeting, mm-hmm. I've set at 25 gallons a minute, 1 hour, to dish through my neighborhood, there's been 78,000 gallons of sewage and septic water flow through my neighborhood. 78,000. And that's minimum 25 gallon minimum. So is the county is there a sanitary engineer in the county? I know the one quit. Is there one now?
We do have one, yes.
Okay.
It's our county engineer, Kyle Cross.
So he's assumed both?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's taken on the responsibility down at the landfill as well as part of Sewer District 6.
Okay, so I'm submitting public records requests to Kyle Cross office today, and I also want to submit records from the sanitary engineer's office. So would I have to then give another write a request along the lines of the sanitary engineer's office and submit that to his office also, because one's request is not going to cover, because if I don't specifically ask for sanitary records, they're not going to give it to me.
Well, I would do two letters if I were you. I mean,
okay. I knew we'd lost the sanitary. So he is now the county engineer / sanitary engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. No kickoff meeting this today, or you got a tentative schedule for a sewer district kickoff with CDM?
We haven't talked about that yet. No.
Okay, so.
But you're going to get an invite.
You will know.
When they're here.
Ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to be at that meeting.
You will know.
We knew you'd want to be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, we can't continue. Allow all this contamination flowing in our streams and ditches. It's unacceptable.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Anyone else?
You don't mean that, Rob.
I agree with you. There's just nothing we can do about it.
Is there anyone else for public
comment? I've just accepted that there's nothing we can do. But I think you're doing good work.
Anyone else for public comment? At this time, I'll accept an approval of the minute.
Move to note receipt items for approval by signing the journalization and note receipt of the CD recordization, both the official minutes for the January 22nd, 2020 regular session meeting.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Bay?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. At this time, I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 93. Reference transfer funds various departments.
Second.
Unclaimed Monies Trust, line item transfer out, debit of $5,469.46, to general transfers, transfer receipts, credit of $5,469.46. Is there any further discussion? Tim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Resolution, accept a motion to approve Resolution 94, reference supplemental appropriation, emergency planning, right to know, $1,600, probation services, $12,900, and unclaimed monies trust, $206,117.27.
Move to approve Resolution 94.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 95, more obligation, various departments.
Move to approve Resolution 95.
Second.
All right, this is a long one. From JFS to DP&L, $1,598.41. From Children's Services to Ad Oasis, $17,210. Bear, $1,550. Agape, $52,797.69. Agape, $4,566.25. Choices, $27,462.90. Eastway, $15,600. NECO, NECCO, $8,577. Quality Time, $4,650. And SAFI, $6,453.52. From Children's Services to Compassion Care, $7,750. And Marie's House, $4,185. From CSEA to Mary Nelson, $4,568.27. From JFS to Butler County ESC, $24,465.24, and Universal Transport, $12,767.82. From JFS to JobWorks, Inc., $9,984.33. From JFS to Advanced Mechanicals, $2,720.50. Veteran, $1,435.95. From JFS to JobWorks, Inc., $13,701.19. From Law Library to Thomas Routers West, $4,049.19. From Law Library to Consortium of County Law Libraries, County LLRB, $1,356.65. From Law Library to Matthew Bender, $2,356.38. From the Sheriff to the Preble County Engineer, $5,231.39. From the Sheriff to DP&L, $3,878.86. From Wireless 911 to Zerker, $1,740. And from Building Maintenance to Veteran, $2,492.18. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 96, reference authorized payment, Wireless 911, $7,657 and $3,000, Engineer, $2,045, and JFS, $1,650.
Move to approve Resolution 96.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 97, reference authorized use of county credit card, Shannon Webb, JFS.
Approve Resolution 97.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Funds and reports. Accept a motion to note receipt of a letter from Judge Overmeyer, reference court order of payment for lease with RJC Business Properties Juvenile Court.
Move to note receipt of a letter from Judge Overmeyer, reference court order of payment for lease with RJC Business Properties Juvenile Court.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Abstain.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Correspondents and reports. I'll accept a motion to note receive a letter from, oh, there's that one. Accept a motion to note receive a letter sent to Land Use Management concerning the resignation of Jack Deem from the Rural Zoning Board.
Move to note receipt of the resignation letter.
I'll second that.
Mr. Deem had moved into the city of Eaton, so he was no longer eligible to serve, but we do thank him for his years of service. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receive a letter from the Ohio EPA, reference letter of compliance 2019 operating facility groundwater inspection landfill.
Move to note receive a letter from the Ohio EPA.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to note receive a letter from the commission clerk, reference FY20 county departmental inventories.
I'll second that.
The only remaining outstanding void inventory is the Preble County Board of DD. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receive a letter from Commissioner Rodney Creach, reference appointment of Kevin Johnston as an alternate for his position on the Planning Commission Board.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Agreements and contracts. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference 2020 aggregate agreement with U.S. Aggregates $2,000 engineer.
Move to note receipt and so approve by signing the agreement.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Travel requests. Accept a motion to approve the following travel request. Reference Resolution 103, Heather Morton and Michelle Schaefer from Juvenile Court have requested permission to attend the Preparing Children for Adoption, Preparing Children to Talk About Adoption Seminar in Beaver Creek on February 23rd, 2020. Cost not to exceed $75. And Resolution 104, Kirsten Williams requested permission to attend the Case Documentation and Effective Case Writing Skills Training in PICWA on February 18th. Cost not to exceed $10. I'll accept a motion to approve those travel requests.
Move to approve Resolution 103 and 104.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. And finally, I will accept an approval of the vouchers.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll? There are no exceptions or anything? Okay. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. additional items?
Yes, in your packet you will notice a letter from the Gloucester Toma Club of Dayton. And then we have a last year that I have in common. They recognize students in the area for outstanding service and so forth. There are five students from Preble County that they are recognizing, and they have requested that we provide a proclamation to recognize these five students.
We have done that in the past, and I think we've all attended.
I think last year we didn't know about it.
Maybe we not have students last year?
I've gone every year except last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they sent us anything.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't.
I found out after, yeah, we had kids there.
Yeah.
And they just didn't tell us about it?
We found out after the fact, but yeah.
Because we've gone.
So you'll know, if you like to attend the banquet, the cost of the dinner is $26, and you can call to make a reservation or send a message to the email address. You don't have an email address because it's on the back page of the first one, and I don't think I double-sided it. But if not, I have it.
Okay.
Or if you let us know, you know, we can.
I'm going to go.
What's the date on it?
12th. Wednesday, February 12th at 6.
Wednesday, February 12th at 6. Yeah, I'd like to go also.
At the banquet center, the presidential banquet center.
Are you going to RSVP or do you want us to?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
I just need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
And then, assuming that you'd be okay with that, we do have proclamations prepared for each of them. There are numbers 98 for Pierce Elliott, 99 for Alyssa Clark, 100 for Elena Baldessare, 101 for Brooklyn Anderson, and 102 for Madeline Stevens.
Proclamations, is that 99?
98 through 102.
98 through 102, thank you.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
Okay. I also have here a certificate for Sewer District 6, recognizing the $950,000 that we will be getting in a grant from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So if you would like to note the speed of the certificate for District 6.
So move.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
And then to follow that up, I have supplemental appropriation 105, which appropriates the $950,000 into the contract loan so that it can be used.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
Administrator for Wayne County in Ohio, and they are looking at pay grades and stuff in Wayne County, and they also use Clemens Nelson. So he was calling because we have an actual compensation plan, pay grade plan.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, Clemens Nelson has done this for like 8 or 10 other counties in Ohio that they work with. And he was wanting to know if he could get a copy of our compensation plan because he said he would like to get collect all these and look at them and see how a plan is actually put in place, because normally what everybody does when they want to do this, they just call everybody and say, well, hey, what are you paying for, you know, this position here? And he said, you have no idea, you know, what they do as far as, is there a range or anything like that? So he thought it would be more beneficial if he could collect from counties that have had this done, so they have an idea of what's going on.
Don't they also do job descriptions in those pay bands, as far as, is it just the money?
I think they did for us when they started this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his intent is, and it could be that they're doing that, but he just wanted to know if he could get a copy of our, you know, county's compensation plan, so.
Yep.
I would have to double check.
It's public record, isn't it?
Well,
I think it's pretty much.
Well, even if it's not, if we called a county and wanted help, we'd want them to help us. So I look at it as being a brother. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's public record.
To run it by you.
I don't know if it would be or not, being with pay, would it or not?
Our pay?
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of that.
Yeah, pay scales are, yeah, they're all public, aren't they?
That's all public, yeah.
Yeah.
They're paid in the public.
In your packet?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
A copy of a journal entry from the Ohio Department of Taxation. Which is noted the last time county passed, you know, evaluation, next time that it would be expected. We do this every year, so depending on the informational, we need to share that for that. We can see several county. Another thing that you might want to get in touch with us in the front office about is you have from CCAO, whether you're interested in working on any other committees. So there's another tax number, and I can either forward it on to you, or you can let us know, but there's standing committees, and if you can look at them and see if you're interested in serving on them.
Okay.
Like I said, if you want, I can either forward this to you, and you can take care of it yourself, or you can let us know, and you can take care of it in office.
Well, I think we should all do it the same way. So are we all going to do it individually, or are we going to have Kim do it for us?
In the past, we've done it individually, I believe.
Okay, so we'll take care of it.
Okay.
So just forward that to us. Thank you. Did we? Oh, all right. I must have missed that one. Okay.
Well, I just didn't want you to miss it. Also, and I think you guys are copied in on this, but I spit it out anyway. CCAO is having a statewide energy summit with their solar power initiative. And they're holding it February the 7th from 9:30 in the morning until noon, stuff by Columbus, north of Columbus, and Wilmington. So we should all receive this. Also, I just wanted to let you know that when they stopped in here to pick up our paperwork for being an aggregator for the county, they talked about this. They are going to, they have a solar power thing somewhere in the southern part of the county that they're in touch with, depending on how many counties would be interested in using, you know, being part of the solar power initiative, and said maybe for the buildings, or even if there's a township that we, you know, do like aggregation for, they want to, you know, commit to using, you know, a percentage of it just coming from the solar.
Do you have a phone number? I can make it, but I won't be there when it starts.
Okay.
I'll call them and make sure it's worth coming an hour late. Oh, so that's through, okay. So that's through, okay.
614-220-7978.
Okay, so that's through CCAO then,
mm-hmm.
Keith, okay.
Yes. him and Palmer at the same time.
Okay.
I don't think it would be 100%, but they'd want to know how much, and it would be set cap a specific price for how long it was.
Yeah, I don't see the need for all of us to go, so.
I'm
take some good notes and.
I sell the alternative energy committee also.
Okay. All right, well, our proclamation recipient is here, which is lovely bride. So if we want to do that right now.
Good thing is you still got a lot of good years left. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
We'll invite you back a year from now, see if you're together.
Thanks for coming
Congratulations.
In.
Congratulations, thank you.
Did you take the urban assault video while I was running?
Yeah, we went to New Orleans back.
Did you?
Yeah. We left the day after retirement, it was about 10 days.
Nice. Running well?
Yeah, everything went fine.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure will.
All right. So, any more, any additional items, Ken?
Yeah, we have the property taxes in just like everybody else. One of them I wanted to talk to you about it used to be the recycling office, the little house, you know,
oh,
that's in front.
Right.
Okay. It's got a waste assessment on it.
It does?
It does.
It's got a what?
Waste assessment, which since we're not using it as an office anymore, they're just basically storing stuff there. I wanted to ask you if you want us to start the process to waive the waste assessment on that property, or if you just want to leave it alone.
Would that be waived if it was owned by anyone else, though?
If you're not taking waste, yeah, you can prove that you're not.
Okay.
No one's in it. It's empty.
So, but if I owned the property and no one was in it, I wouldn't have to pay the waste?
That nobody was living there and there was no waste being produced. Yeah, we've done that before.
Alright.
So, I noticed that and I thought, well, fine. Okay.
Well, that'll save the taxpayers, what, $94 of their money that would be going to them anyway, so it's kind of a little circular thing, so we might as well just get rid of it.
It seemed kind of silly to...
We're paying ourselves.
We're paying ourselves.
Yeah.
So taxpayer money to the taxpayers.
Well, then I'll get that started.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Julie has been working on the commissioner's wall for this year.
Oh.
And there are two dates that are available, either October the 10th or October the 24th. She needs to know which date works best for you guys because...
Oh, you have to look at my calendar. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with either, so...
I mean, it's just... Once you get into fall, it just starts getting ridiculous.
Okay. I would prefer the 24th. I just looked at my calendar. I have, Well, I'll be in the county. Okay, we can still do it the 10th. I have a family trip, but we're staying here in the county, so we're parking. Partying in our backyard. So the 10th is fine.
I'd prefer to get it done sooner than in the fall. It just starts filling up.
Yeah, the 10th is fine. I won't be that far away.
All right.
Maybe I can talk my sister into going to the ball.
Once we've confirmed that date, we need to go ahead and maybe do some mailers out to our sponsors now.
Yeah.
Save the date type of thing.
Yep.
I know last year.
Save the date and your budget.
Well, so, go ahead and solicit donations at that time. But I know a lot of people that have attended and donated in the past are like, did I miss the ball last year?
Right, I've had people ask.
It's only the second time in, what, second time in 7 years we didn't have one.
Yeah, it'll be eight now.
Yeah.
Okay. 10th it is.
They must not read the paper. It's in the paper, wasn't it? Maybe we wouldn't have it. I read it, Kelsey.
Anything else? Kim?
I just wanted to bring up I went and talked to Marty about the resolution for the 2A.
Oh, okay.
Per his email, you know, he gave us his legal opinion, and he said he was fine with it either way. And I just said, so if we were to keep the resolution as it is, would you be okay with it? He said, yeah. So I would like to start the process or the discussion of the 2A resolution. I think already six counties have went green light on it. I know counties are having meetings like crazy. And I would like to start the process to take a stance on the Second Amendment with the county.
And I don't agree with the changes.
We can have him in, but he said he's okay as is.
His objection was that it looks like we're ignoring state and local laws or state laws, and the Constitution trumps all of that. The Constitution mm-hmm. is the supreme law of the land. So shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. So I don't have any...
We're applying things that we have no control over. That's my issue.
It's a symbol. It's we're not applying law.
I understand that, but it appears that we're trying to, and that's why I have an issue with it.
No, I just think it's just showing the support for people's rights in the county. And I think it sends a message to the people who can create laws that infringe on our rights. And so
it really needs to send a message to Columbus.
And then Columbus is who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And these, the Columbus needs to know that, and especially if you know, 85 of the 88 counties do this, that's a clear message that, people in our counties and people we represent are not okay with some of the laws that they're trying to impose.
I mean, if you guys want to talk to Marty, I did. And he said, so you're okay if we pass through as is? He said yes.
I'm fine with it.
Well, so, yeah. What did he tell you?
You saw what he wrote down in his concern.
I know, but I talked to him after he wrote it down. I talked to him. He said he was fine with it. Did what did he say to you?
He said it's personal preference.
Yeah.
And
so that's what, yeah.
Here's the deal. I agree with him because when I read the original, I don't want to imply something that we have more power than we have. We can assert more power we don't have.
Yeah. No, I told you. No.
Sunday's paper, Wayne County has also been approached to do one of these 2A resolutions. Theirs sounds like it's a little bit more radical than the one that we have, but you might want to read the article. They talked about an opinion that they got from a previous acting assistant attorney general for the U.S. and his legal opinion on these resolutions.
So yeah, but see, we're not worried about them. I'm not.
I'm not either.
Well, that's the only thing I can tell you. I know when
our prosecutor said we're okay, and I'm not going to.
Like immigration and stuff, mm-hmm. They were actually, you know, they lost federal funding because they were going against the federal government. So,
but the federal government. The federal government should be enforcing the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution. So, you know.
I guess I look at it this way.
Amended by Congress and stuff, you know. So
now, the Constitution has not been amended by Congress. I mean, it has been, but
our prosecutor's okay with it, and we can go find 20 different opinions. I'm just not worried about 19 of them.
We can prepare.
That's where I'm at.
I would like for.
And we can discuss later. I mean, and if anybody wants to talk to Marty, feel free. Don't take my word for it. But we can make the changes. But I like it the way it is.
I do too. All right. Anything else? I just wanted to know that it made it in the paper, the therapy dog. And so I wanted to know. Last I remember. Were you going to call Corsa? Okay, and?
It'll be insured when it's in the building, but we can't insure it for anything else, and whoever the owner is should have their own personal insurance.
Okay.
Because we're not the owner of the dog.
Right.
They said that they recommended that we not get in the dog business.
Right, we don't want to be in the dog business.
But there would be certain coverage while it was in the, if it was in the courthouse.
Okay.
But the individual that owns a dog needs to have their own insurance because it is their property.
Okay. So I will tell the judge that.
And that's the way, there's a couple others, that's the way they've handled it.
That makes sense.
At that time, when I was talking to John Brownlee, he didn't know of anybody that had an actual dog that the county owned for this purpose. But he was going to check, and I'll be honest, I haven't talked to him since.
How do they handle the
canines?
The canines, yeah.
I was wondering that, too.
Canines are property of the county.
So those are our property. Okay.
So, yeah.
Which those are, like, used all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like another employee almost.
But the problem you get into is once they become our property, they become very expensive.
Yeah, we don't.
Because of transportation and food and
biting somebody.
Medical, and I mean, there's a whole, it just opens up a wide spectrum of things that you don't think about till as Kim said, oh, the dog's got whatever and has to have surgery and...
Right. So basically, I'm going to tell the judge that they're insured while they're in the building and that the owner really should have their own policy, insurance policy.
And when they're in the building and being used as a therapy.
Right. Well, I wouldn't think they should be in the building if it's not being used as a therapy dog. There's dogs hanging out in the courthouse.
Well, we have no policy and there's nothing on the door that prohibits people bringing their animals.
Well, I mean, because there are therapy dogs that people take everywhere, therapy animals.
So we would cover if something should occur and the dog would be used as a therapy.
Okay. All right.
They're going to continue, once they decide they're going to continue to go down this path, we need to notify courts if they know that...
Okay.
That person has insurance and we would cover while it was in here.
Okay. All right, anything else?
We have in your packet also information for Pine Creek Wilds about a process available to us.
Did you see that? Oh yeah, you know that.
I have read it.
So let's read that, maybe we can discuss it when you say.
Kind of let them know.
Let's read it through and then we can have a conference call.
They sent that late Friday, so I wanted to be sure that you guys, when I figured out the stuff.
Alright, so anything else that you think of, whatever it was you were...
He wanted to come in and talk to you guys, and he had given me a date of 2 o'clock this Wednesday, or any time next Monday, Wednesday. Well, I offered him next Monday in the morning. I haven't heard back from him yet.
Okay. All right. That'll be good. Anything else? Accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson.
Yes. Hey, buddy.
See you, Kelsey.
Oh, you're fine, man. You're fine.